PR. A Democrat is declaring victory in an upstate New York congressional race after pulling ahead in the vote tally by just 13 ballots. NPR's Brian Mann reports Anthony Brindisi trailed by more than 28,000 votes on Election Day.
New York State is notoriously slow counting mail-in and absentee ballots, and results in this House race in the rural 22nd district west of Albany have also been slowed by legal challenges and confusion over how some contested ballots were marked and tallied. After trailing badly at first, incumbent Democrat Anthony Brindisi declared victory over his Republican challenger. Brindisi's now ahead by roughly a dozen votes and wrote on Twitter that he will be sworn in January. But these results still aren't official, and Republican Claudia Tenney has promised to keep fighting in court. More legal proceedings are expected on Monday. Brian Mann, NPR News.
NFL football games are a Thanksgiving Day tradition, but the coronavirus pandemic has forced the league to make some changes. Tonight's game between the Baltimore Ravens and Pittsburgh Steelers has been moved to Sunday after several players and coaches from the Ravens tested positive for the virus. The Texans beat the Detroit Lions in today's first matchup, while longtime rivals Washington and Dallas are playing right now. U.S. markets are closed for Thanksgiving and will be open for half a day tomorrow. I'm Dwayne Brown. You're listening to NPR News.
This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Happy Thanksgiving. Coming up on the program on this Thanksgiving Day, some musicians, including the Indigo Girls and Kay Tempest, talk about the artist they are thankful for in a musical chain of gratitude. Thanksgiving Play It Forward, day one, next on All Things Considered. Casinos in Colorado were closed from mid-March through May, but revenue has gone up since June. And last month, revenue was about 1.4% over the same month last year, a sign that is positive news for the industry. Sports betting topped $200 million for the first time since the market launched in May. There is a chance of snow showers tonight for both Denver and Vail, with lows around 10 for Vail, 20 for Denver. This is CPR.